Well, it would usually be a congratulations for me at this point, but it was so close.
Yeah, I mean, the difficult thing with this show is because you're in the collecting ring. I saw Nicole go, I knew what her time was, and I knew Jude was quicker, but I didn't quite realise he was nearly over 2 seconds quicker than Nicole. So when he jumped a really good round, but when he landed over the last but one, he landed in a bit of Ebe, and to take one less to the last was always going to be a bit of a blister. So I opted to, you know, go on the normal eight, and really that cost me.
Yeah, that final run to that last fence, it's a risky game though, heading towards the exit, you know, momentum builds up, you might...
Hero or zero, that's what it is.
Yeah, but it's not a zero, is it? It's number two.
It's close to zero. I mean, Fox Hunter's a great class, but, you know, ideally as a rider, you want to win it. It's great for the horse. I mean, he's a really nice horse, and he lacks a lot of mileage. I've only been riding him for 2.5 months, so he's quite new to me. He's still doesn't have a lot of winning, so he's quite green, really.
How old is he?
7.
Right, so that's still, you know, an extremely good result, all things considered.
Yeah, I mean, the owners are chuffed with him. They owned the horse I'd won the 7-year-olds on 7 years ago, so I think their expectations were high.
If you'd have known about the speed that Jude had gone at, would you have done anything different?
Yeah, I'd have gone one less to the last.
You would just take the risk?
Yeah.
So what do you do now? I mean, are you just sort of like drowning your sorrows, or are you still pleased with the prize money that you've got?
In that sort of class, I couldn't tell you how much the prize money was. It's just about the prestige. And for the horse's point of view, to be second in the Fox Hunter final is great, absolutely great. You know, from a rider's point of view, I'll probably get sacked.
Well, there's nothing like pushing yourself. Talking about, you know, the general prestige of the competition, obviously it's aimed at the young horses, but it is the Fox Hunter Championship at the Horse of the Year show. To a lot of people here watching, it's one of the biggest competitions they'll see.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an interesting format. There's a lot of entries. It's really hard to qualify, you know. The 3 rounds that you jump are very big and very fast, and you know, you need a few miles on a horse to actually get qualified. So any of the horses that canter in there today, they've gone well, you know. And sometimes the shock of the occasion just gets them a little bit, because a lot of these horses aren't used to warming up in a little tent outside, walking down a dark tunnel, and suddenly having the curtains open and getting wow, you know. So sometimes a very good horse in there, probably he can have a fence down, or you know, he's not necessarily in the jump off, but it doesn't demean her from, you know, how good the horses are that have a fence down, because it's quite a shock.
Right, so it's actually really good exposure for these young horses.
Yeah, it's mileage. You know, hopefully some of them will go on to good things.
What's next for you after the Horse of the Year show?
We're going to go to Spain for 3 weeks. There's 3 shows in Spain, and then we'll finish until March next year.